We're talking about irrationality in the way you spend money. Do you save $5 on, I don't know, some socks, but then you spend $30 for a new toaster you don't need, but the price is so great you have to have it? We want to hear those contradictory stories about decisions you're making in this economy. 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Because economics is fundamentally irrational. Yes, you think of it as rational, but no, you're wrong. And joining us to talk about the irrationality in all kinds of economic decisions, macro and micro, is Gary Belsky, author of Why Smart People Make Big Money Mistakes and How to Correct Them, Lessons from the New Science of Behavioral Economics, and family manager Kathy Peel joins us from St. Petersburg, Florida. She's the founder of a family managing coaching and business and author of The Busy Mom's Guide to a Happy Organized Home. Kathy, thanks for joining us.
Great to be with you.
And Gary's here in the studio with us. So tell us a great irrationality story that you observed.
Me?
Gary. Yeah, let's start with Gary here since he's in the studio.
One of my favorite irrational spending or economic decisions is actually not a singular phenomena. It's a national phenomena, which is that it's called mental accounting, which is the tendency for people to treat money differently depending on where it's kept or where it's from or how it's spent. The greatest example being the average American has several thousand dollars in emergency funds and several thousand dollars in credit card bills. The emergency funds, on average, earn about 3 or 4% at the most in a bank, and the credit cards cost them about 18 or 19%. And people are essentially losing, for every $1,000, about $140 a year because they need to have emergency savings as something other than credit card availability. But the truth is, almost anything you would need that you would need to spend for in an emergency, you can use a credit card unless it's a loan shark or something like that. But if you need to have emergency savings, just use your credit card, pay it off, the balance, and then you will be saving about $140 a year.
And knowing you have the emergency funds causes you to actually go farther into debt. Kathy, you know, having an organized home is something I dream of every day. How can you help me with that financially?
Well, the family manager system teaches people to run their home with business strategies, and it works tremendously. Not that we're trying to turn it into a corporate environment, but it does help to see you have a financial department and a home and property department, et cetera. I'm finding a lot of, especially moms, that's pretty much who I talk to, write to, that they're taking this challenge head on, and a lot of them are thinking creatively. Now, I have heard of some bloopers, like a mom I spoke to last week, she had an Angora sweater she'd paid $200 or $300 for, and she was determined to say, okay, we're going to cut back on our dry cleaning bill. So she washed the sweater, and it shrunk to child size. But now, in her desire to just, you know, be very frugal, she took it to a resale shop and is trying to sell it as a child-sized sweater. But, you know, I'm finding that the attitude is, I'm not hearing much complaining. I'm hearing creative thinking for the most part.
Well, in our house, the financial manager took all of my credit cards away. So that's how it works in our house. How do you go from an irrational sort of strategy, Gary, to a rational strategy if you have all of these kinds of weird behaviors that you're unwilling to give up?
Well, one of the basic principles of behavioral economics is a concept called framing, and a lot of times it's about looking at a decision or an action that you take or a habit that you have from another light. So a lot of people, for example, have a hard time selling losing stocks or selling losing mutual funds because they sort of can't get over the what's called loss aversion. So another way of looking at it is to decide tomorrow, would I buy that stock at the price it is now? And if the answer is no, then there's no reason to actually continue owning it because the only thing you're paying, the only cost there is the transaction cost of the commission. And so almost always looking at a habit from the other side will help people overcome what might less be a rational behavior as much as it is obsolete behavior. A lot of the theory behind behavioral economics is our brains evolved to make decisions on the savanna or in a jungle, and that a lot of the decisions we have to make as adults in a modern world aren't necessarily applicable to what we might have had to make 10,000 years ago. And so the decisions aren't crazy that we make, they're just simply obsolete. They're not relevant anymore. Mm.
10,000 years ago, that would be a long time ago. Kathy, question for you. What is the most common resistance you run into in helping families get on the right road?
I think it's how can I help my children get on the team? Because they've grown up, many of them, in families where they think money is printed in ATM machines. And so I suggest to parents that they have a family meeting, schedule it sometime when there's not a favorite show or, youth activity on, and sit down and talk about it. I mean, mom and dad's attitude is just, it's critical here. And talk about how everybody's going to, we've got to cut back. And then as far as the ATM habit goes, I really suggest to people they decide how much money they need either for 1 week or two. Put the money in an envelope in a safe place and put it with a pen or pencil, and anybody who has to get money out has to write down what they get.
That stuff works. Well, my wife just texted me and said, I didn't take your credit cards, Charlie. You gave them up because you were so bad. And that is true. But it was all a result of conversations and discussion about how to get on the same page about this stuff.
Yeah, I grew up actually with parents who always told us what they made for a living. My mom was a nurse and my dad was a teacher, and that was actually sort of very helpful. And what I find now with families is when they're I work for ESPN, actually, as you know. I generally come on here to talk about sports, and there's always cost-saving initiatives where people are rewarded for coming up with ways to save money in a corporate level. It actually works for families too, right? Where if there's a family with several kids and the kids are incentivized to sort of come up with ways that we can save money.
Suggestion box?
Exactly. Well, actually, a contest, really, and the winner will get something. But in fact, what ends up happening is you co-opt the kids into being part of the solution, and it ends up being a game or a competition, which generally works much better than we have a problem and we need to sort of fix this and you guys can't spend as much money.
Love that idea. I love it.
Well, guys, it's been great. We're going to actually collect ideas from our listeners as to their irrational spending habits and how they went about changing them. So this story is going to continue for a while. Gary, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure.
Gary Belsky is the author of Why Smart People Make Big Money Mistakes and How to Correct Them, Lessons from the New Science of Behavioral Economics. And Kathy Peel, who's a family manager and coach and author of The Busy Mom's Guide to a Happy, Organized Home. Thank you, Kathy.
Great to be with you.
It's great to finally be rational about money.
And we want to hear those stories, though, both rational and irrational stories. And Gary's suggestion, you ever tried that in your family? Are there incentives for your spouse or your kids? Give us a call, 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org. And here's how New York Times business editor, international business editor, Marcus Mabry, is logical about his purchases.
When you talk about ridiculous latte, I'm making myself my partner. I make coffee every morning, and I say, you will take this to work and eat these leftovers. I was thinking about moving to New Jersey.
Yeah, Marcus is the hard ass in his family, that's for sure. New Jersey economic secrets from the international business editor of the New York Times. We are always on at The Takeaway, of course. You can take us to go every morning with our daily podcast. Subscribe now at thetakeaway.org or on iTunes.
I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. And by the Rockefeller Foundation and its Campaign for American Workers. More at rockfound.org. This is The Takeaway.